Hey, this is Bible Time. I'm Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is something out of nothing. You know, God has a tendency to speak things over us that simply at the time are not true, but in his mind they are, and they come true. Let me give you an example. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, now he's talking about God speaking to Abraham and saying, you're going to be the father of many nations. And he says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Now think about that. What God said was, hey, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. Hadn't happened. Wasn't even on the radar. He didn't even know. He didn't even think about it. And all of a sudden, God says, this is what's going to happen in your life. And Abraham said, okay, I'll believe that. Against any kind of hope that that's going to happen, I could never be that. But if you say so, God, okay, I'll believe you. And that faith is the faith that God wants us to have. He wants us to have the faith that when God speaks into our life something that seems ridiculous, that seems way out of line, my goodness, that it can actually happen and will happen, and we are challenged to believe it beyond any kind of hope or rational thought, because that's the faith of Abraham. That's the faith that Abraham had. And so he went around and said, I'm going to be the father of many nations. And people probably laughed at him. And yet he said, no, this is going to happen. Well, what has God spoken into your life? Has he said you're going to be the president of the company one day? Has he said you're going to have triplets? Or you're going to find a husband or a wife that's going to just bring you all the joy in the world? Are you going to be something or do something in the future? And God's put that on your heart? Don't give it up. Don't let it go. Believe in it beyond hope. You don't even need any hope that it's going to happen, because God said it. And his word is true. And he said that to you. And he has a way of speaking those things that are not as though they were. I'm calling you the father of many nations, and so shall you be. And so we need to then begin to think about ourselves the same way as God thinks about us. And if he thinks I'm going to be the father of many nations, this is what Abraham is saying, then I guess I am. So I'll take on that title. Father of many nations. If he says something, it's going to happen. And that's a good thing. So as you move on with the Lord, and in your prayer life, if you have an unction from the Holy Spirit that God is speaking to you about something, a vision that he's saying, this is going to be your destiny, this is where I want you, believe him for it. Trust in him, and you'll have the faith of Abraham. And nothing can shake it away from you. God bless you. Have a great day.